If you're looking for a fun and relatively inexpensive Caribbean getaway without leaving the United States, you might consider heading to Puerto Rico. That's where we are for the next two editions of the American Countryside. And today we'll visit one of the oldest structures on the island, or the nation for that matter. Today's feature, after this.
Can you tell if the leftovers from this dinner party are beginning to grow bacteria that could lead to severe diarrhea, vomiting, and stomach cramps? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. Make sure your leftovers are as safe as they are delicious. Get them into the refrigerator as soon as possible and transfer them into shallow containers. Spoiled leftovers can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by chilling food promptly and properly. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Walter Chavez is superintendent at San Juan National Historic Site. This island was one of the first that European explorers encountered.
Columbus apparently did come to the island of Puerto Rico. He was on the west side of the island, but obviously the word got back to the Spanish, and then the Spanish started making their way out this way.
Columbus arrived here on his second voyage to the New World on September 25th, 1493. Spanish seafarers quickly realized the importance of the island.
Once you got on the ship, the winds would bring you here, and it was strategically located, so it'd be a great place to stop off, get supplies, get water, get all the things you needed, both going towards the Americas and coming back the other way.
The Spanish began building fortifications, and today's city of San Juan grew up around them. It is difficult to describe this massive structure.
If you describe it in the amount of years that it took, I mean, it started in the 1530s, and they didn't finish the last part of the wall up here, middle 1700s. So that's over 250 years that it took to build the entire system.
Stone forts and walls were built to withstand attacks, both from sea and land. It was a formidable task to attack the Spanish here.
Both the British and the Dutch attacked, and the British actually took over the fort at one time, but apparently after they took over the fort, they caught dysentery and other things, and they eventually just abandoned the fort, and Spanish came back and took it over.
The English held San Juan, but for a few months in 1598, before relinquishing control back to Spain. Today, the impressive fort is open to visitors, and will return next time as we travel the countryside. In San Juan, Puerto Rico, I'm Andrew McCrae.